picture up the photograph. You rang me, Lord.
I'm Chris Luscombe, and I play the part of Dudley in one episode of You Rang My Lord. I'm trying to remember how the whole thing came about, and I think I was a very young actor at the time, and I think that I fell into it because my agent at the time was Richard Stone, and Richard represented a lot of the cast of You Rang My Lord, a lot of the Perry and Croft repertory company, as it were. And so I think they used to supply a lot of the actors, or at least get a lot of their actors on their books, would get interviews, auditions. And I think I went along to the Television Centre and met David Croft and Roy Gould, who directed that episode. And I think I got a sort of a head start because I was with that agency. And I went along and met them and got cast as Dudley. And I was absolutely delighted because I was a huge fan of Perry and Croft. And the idea of working with them was really just, oh, it was wonderful at the time. I just loved it. We filmed the scene that I was in. I only had one scene, and it was filmed in the studio at Elstree. And in fact, it was pre-recorded. I think that was to do with the fact that there were so many different sets they needed to use in the episode that they couldn't have them all on view to the audience. They had the dining room was actually out of vision for the audience. So I think that's why they pre-recorded it. And so I was a bit disappointed about that because I didn't have the experience of playing it in front of an audience. But we rehearsed, as I remember it, we rehearsed at the Hilton Acton, which was the rehearsal rooms the BBC used to have in Acton. And I should probably say the Acton Hilton, shouldn't I? I don't know why I said the Hilton Acton. The Acton Hilton. And we rehearsed there, and then we then transferred to Elstree, where we pre-recorded that scene. And then I went to the showing when it was done with a studio audience and sat in the audience and watched my scene as a pre-recorded video chunk, and had that. So it was a slightly surreal experience actually watching it like that with the audience. But it was one scene. I'm trying to remember now back. I remember vividly being at Elstree with everyone, and the feeling of being part of that little repertory company. It was absolutely lovely, delightful. The scene was it's a dinner party scene. And so it did feature quite a lot of the main characters. And I remember I was very excited because we actually had something to eat. I didn't know how they'd do that. And I don't know whether it was referred to in the script, but I know that what we actually had was sticky toffee pudding, which is one of my all-time favorites. So I was very thrilled that it was genuine, warm, not perhaps hot, but warm sticky toffee pudding. And I remember tucking in. I remember actually it was really, really good. And it was great fun because we had a lot of time sitting around the table waiting for them to get their camera angle sorted and all that. And it was a very delightful cast. One of the big attractions for me was that my father in it was played by Richard Vernon, who sadly no longer with us, but he was a marvelous, marvelous character actor. And I'd seen him in so many things. And was a great admirer of his. And he was really the sort of leading actor in that scene, I think. And I don't think he had a lot more to do in the episode than I did, but he was dominant in that scene, and he was absolutely brilliant. And certainly when it went out, I remember thinking how good he was in front of the camera. He was very skilled. He appeared to be really underplaying it when we rehearsed, but it came across extremely well in the episode. He just had a sort of magic about him. But I remember I spent quite a bit of time around Elstree that week, and I was sort of hung out with a lot of the actors who were not even the ones who were necessarily in my scene, and got to know each other. And so it was very social. I remember that. I remember being in the canteen with everyone I just loved spending time with all those amazing actors. It was lovely. And I think we socialized a bit as well. I think I remember an evening going for dinner at Joe Allen's and sitting there with Sue Pollard and Brenda Cowling and all these people. I remember having lunch in the canteen with Donald Hewlett and Michael Knowles and spending time with Jimmy and David as well. I think I saw more of Jimmy for some reason, but I really liked them both. They were great and had complete faith in them, of course. And in fact, I got to know Jimmy quite well and then worked with him again. We'll probably talk about that in a minute. But I felt very included in the group. They were very good at welcoming you in and making you feel part of the gang. Even though I had one scene in one episode, I felt very much part of the team. It was lovely. Angela Schuyler, fantastic actress. Wonderful people in it. And Sue Pollard, of course. I mean, I just was a great fan. The team that they had, the sort of regular, the core team, were very much like a repertory company because they were a mixture of ages and types. And so you felt that they could have done another play the next week, rather like a repertory company would do sort of weekly rep and change the plays each week. It was a bit like that. You felt you could have given them any drawing room comedy and they would all have fitted in and they would all have had a part in it. And I remember Frank Williams, he was in the episode too, as the bishop, I think, or the some sort of clerical figure. And he was great too. And of course, I remember people like that from Dad's Army. It was great to be around people like that because they were part of my growing up. Paul Shane was great. I don't think he was in that scene, but he was in the episode, obviously. And so I was very much around all of them and they were just great. They it felt like almost like joining the circus in a way. They were just immediately best friends. And it was very jolly. And they, because they all knew each other so well, they were very relaxed with each other. Geoffrey Holland, I should mention, he was in the episode and I've seen quite a bit of him since. And he was very much, I was always felt he was a bit like the team leader in a way. He felt he was very close to Jimmy and David. And I remember the read through and he was very enthusiastic about the episode. And that was really, really nice. And very encouraging of me as well. They all were. They all sort of seemed to want to bring out the best in people like me who were turning up just to make a little contribution. There was no sense of not, you know, not being interested. I'm sure in some series people aren't very interested, but in this they seemed to be intrigued and they wanted to know all about me. And it was great. Yeah, it was just very, very warm. I'm sure a lot of that came from David and Jimmy. And also I think from, because of course Jimmy particularly had a very much a theatre background. And Roy Gould as well. I should mention him because he's a really, really good director and very experienced. And he was absolutely in that same mold. He was so encouraging and friendly and straightforward. I just wanted to do more, really. I think I was a little frustrated because I thought, oh, I'd love to be in this regularly. You know, we could have such fun together. So it was just a very happy memory. I'm very loath to say who my favourite cast member was, or my favourite character was. But actually, if you really pin me down, I'd have to say that it was Sue Pollard. I thought she was quite exceptional and extraordinary. I loved the way she was able, not only in this, but also in Heidi High, of course, to create a character which was hilarious and wonderfully comic, but also tugged at the heartstrings. And I had seen Sue in a production of Godspell some years before, a tour of Godspell, before she was famous. And she stood out to such an extent. I remember I went with my brother. I was very young at the time. I probably was about 10 or 11, something like that. I remember saying to my brother, I know that she's going to be a star. And sure enough, that happened. It was so obvious that she had star quality. She was just exceptional and glorious and wonderful to be around in rehearsal. And remember that evening we had at Joe Allen's, the restaurant. And I just have such fond memories of working with Sue. And I just thought she was incredible. Yeah, I mean, that to me, there were moments which were great acting. I just thought they were just absolutely top notch. And I've always felt that she, in a way, is underrated. I sort of feel, I know people love her, but I sort of feel she should have had more opportunities. I want to see more of her and to see her being stretched in different directions, and she has such huge potential because she's a great singer as well. So there's so much more that she could and should be doing, I think, but I'm her greatest fan, so that's what I would say. But actually, I should in a way add to that, though, that I loved all of them. I thought they were all great. They all felt like theatre actors to me who had been transplanted into a television series. They had that that skill and that sort of level of craft, which was just a joy to behold. And they'd worked together a lot, most of them, and they knew each other, and there was a shorthand, and they just all fitted into that series so well. So I thought they were all great. And that, so in choosing Sue as my favourite, I'm not in any way denigrating the rest. They were all fabulous. I was asked, after doing You Rang My Lord, they asked me to be in Jimmy's radio series, which was called London Calling. And I think only one series was made of it. I thought it had tremendous potential. It was a sitcom about the beginnings of BBC. And I played a character rather in the same mould as Dudley in You Rang My Lord. He was called Geoffrey Stainton. He was a nice young man, rather ineffectual, sweet, well-meaning young chap. And I it was a rather proud moment because I sort of felt I'd sort of joined the repertory company in a way. But we just did one series of it, and it was an absolute treat. I mean, Roy Hudd was in that, and Bill Pertwee, and several other members of the sort of the rep company. And we all got on like a house on fire. The green room was just, it was a riot. It was just such fun. And I'd known Bill from university days, actually, because I met him when I was at university, and we got on really, really well and developed a sort of bit of a bond. And so to be in a series with him was very exciting. It was great. It was great to get to know Jimmy a bit more. And I spent quite a bit of time with him. And I'm just sad that it wasn't developed by the BBC. I think it probably felt quite old fashioned at the time. And now I think looking back, I think there's a real sort of period charm about it. And people recognize Jimmy and David for more and more, I think, for how clever they were. And they're probably, if it came up now, they probably could be developed. But at the time, I think it was seen as very much the sort of the final fling. But it did have a lot going for it. I just thought it was quite interesting about how the BBC started. I thought people learned quite a bit from it, really. It was great, set in the 20s, and had a very particular feel because of that. So that was my other Jimmy and David experience. I'm afraid, Andrew, I'm going to disappoint you one, because I don't think I can remember. I mean, it was very, my experience working on these, both these shows, particularly Your Own Rob, was so brief that I don't really, I can't think of any sort of bloopers that happened or any hilarious mishaps. I wish I could. If I did have, I would definitely share them, but I'm afraid I've drawn a blank. I mean, it was a long time ago, apart from anything else, but it was a memorable experience. So I think I would remember if anything hilarious had gone wrong. I can't remember. I just remember it being a very well-oiled machine, and it all seemed to fit together very, very neatly and very well, and everyone was happy all the time. And I don't remember any bad tempers or anything going wrong. So I'm afraid it's extremely disappointing, isn't it? I do apologise. working for Croft and Perry was really just a fantastic opportunity. And looking back on it, I just feel extremely lucky that I was there at the right place at the right time. And although my involvement was so minimal, I mean, I really can't emphasize that enough. It was a very small part, but it was nonetheless, it was memorable, and it will stay with me forever. And I think they are one of the great writing duos. They're incredible. They were writing geniuses, really, and they created so much great work for television. Although I wasn't there in perhaps their heyday, I mean, the great series, but I did have a little bit of their magic, and I feel very, very fortunate to have done that. And they were absolute gents, and they knew how to behave, and they welcomed people in. They gave us a good time. I think in return, everyone wanted to do well for them. And it was just a great environment they created. And I'm proud and thrilled to have just witnessed it, to have been a little part of that, had a little look at what was going on. It was actually fun being at Elstree because I didn't expect to be at Elstree filming it. That was a surprise. I thought they did it at a television centre, and it was a bit of a trudge to get up to Elstree from where I live. But when you got there, it was great because I remember looking around the set for EastEnders, which at the time was probably quite new. Probably only been running a few years, but it was like a bit of a fantasy, the whole thing. And so many great shows have been done there over the years. So it felt a little bit of TV history. And I'm now a theatre director, and I didn't act for that long, but I think it was an extremely useful part of my experience. I think I learned a lot and benefited from being with all those wonderful people. It's a great pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. It's lovely to revisit that time. I hadn't thought about it for a while, and it doesn't often come up. And so it's really been lovely to just sort of think back on it all, and what a pleasure it was. Happy days, yeah. Thank you.
How sad, my lord.